Hi, it is 2FM's drive-by. Spotted a tweet over the weekend.
Yes.
From Amanda Brunker, who is sitting right here, who is very, very, I mean, the tweet, you're very excited in the tweet, because your audiobooks are at number 2 and 3 in the French charts.
Congratulations.
Viva la France.
Viva la France, okay.
It's, well, it's called, one of my books is called Champagne Kisses.
Yeah.
And the audio play is called Curiosity. So
yeah.
Clearly they're a naughty race, which we all know.
Of course you do.
So unfortunately they're more interested in my work than the Irish, but you know, we'll take it. It's a bigger market.
And they're in French, obviously, otherwise they're
like, no.
Oh, they're not in French?
No. Do you think Amanda was writing these in French?
No, I thought she got them translated into French.
I failed badly at French class and German class. No, it's in English. And they're on sale all over the world and they're only in English.
Wow.
So, like, I mean, we're on Audible in Germany and all the different places. But no, it's quite bizarre because I was looking at the chart and it was Lay something or other in French.
Yeah.
And then there was Curiosity,
yeah.
Then there was Champagne Kisses, and then it went, there was actually kind of 3 or 4 German titles and then another couple of French titles, so it's quite bizarre.
What made you get into audiobooks?
It's the future, people.
Yeah. Okay.
Follow me. Let me lure you in. I just genuinely thought that people are getting lazier. And maybe it's not, lazy is the wrong word.
Yeah.
I think people are just so busy.
Yeah.
And I think even turning a page is just getting so stressful. People don't have time to read books. And I think the Kindle, people are even...
They don't want to carry it around, do they?
Well, they you know, it's just something extra to carry around. And the thing about, the beauty about the audiobooks is that you can literally, you know, you can just have it on your phone. Yeah. It's like podcasts, it's like the radio.
Yeah.
Everything, you can now have it in your on an app on your phone.
So you download your app and then you download your book from that.
Well, you don't even have to download your app. Like, it's on iTunes. So if you have an iTunes account, you just go into iTunes,
yeah.
You search Amanda Brunker, my play, and my book will just come up, and it's just, you kind of download it. There's all the different, if you were, I don't know, you see, Audible is the big one.
Yeah.
I really wanted to get onto that because I was like, oh, this is the big market. Mm. You know, we're into the American market then, you know, the Germans, they love their books as well.
Yeah.
And literally, it was a real struggle, I have to say, as an independent trying to get your work up on these sites. It's easier to have children.
Really?
it's like literally, I was like, oh, this is so stressful.
So what is it? Is it they just keep saying no? Or we're
basically.
Just, yeah, okay.
No.
French say no, now they say oui.
I basically had to fight tooth and nail to get onto these websites. And the great thing is, I'm up there now, and like Audible was the really big one and really difficult to get on. But they have this huge market. But I don't think the Irish have really cottoned on to the whole audiobook thing.
I don't think so. So when you're doing an audible book, do you have to literally direct it yourself and you get the actor in? And
yeah, the voicing of it must be really important.
Well, I needed to get, you see, it's really upsetting. I wanted to narrate them myself.
Right.
I wanted to narrate the Champagne series because it was more or less my life, even though they weren't autobiographical.
Yeah.
They, you know, there's an awful lot of similarities, let's just say.
There's always a little bit, isn't there?
But you see, that at the tender age of 41, I just felt that I was a little too old to narrate those. So I had to get a younger actress to do it. It was heartbreaking.
An ingenue.
I am friends with Patrick Sutton of the Gaiety School of Acting.
Oh, yeah,
and I said, do you have any kind of hot young things coming out? And he said, yes, I do. We have many. And I auditioned some girls. The one girl who stuck out for me, Tony O'Rourke, she just had this really kind of sassy, kind of fun, kind of gravelly kind of voice. And I just thought it suited the character perfectly. So it turned out after I booked her that she was actually the goddaughter of Deirdre O'Kane.
Right, okay.
So there isn't a bloodline there, but you know, it's in the family, you know, the talent. But I spent, the book itself actually, Champagne Kisses, is over 8 hours long. So can you imagine how long we were in studio?
The audiobook is 8 hours long.
The audiobook is over. Great value for money.
Yeah.
Great.
Because you need to describe all the description that's in there, Colin.
No, it's not like a play. You're reading the book.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how long it should take people to read actual paper.
Yeah. Tell me about Curiosity now. I'm just reading here because it was a play, and now, as you're saying, it's the audiobook. It's female seduction, casual homophobia, and cheating husbands.
Sounds like our life.
What more do you need in a play? I just I sat down to write this play last year, the end of last year, and I just, for some reason, I don't know where inspiration comes from. I must admit, I never really have a problem with inspiration, but I sat down and I wrote a full play, and I'm hoping to put it on later in the year.
Listen, will you stay with us? Well, we're going to take a quick break, and then the other stuff, which will probably become a new play, stuff about your life on the way. Stay with us. Amanda Brunker is still with us. Actually, do you know what? We were just talking about the book Champagne Kisses while we play the music, and we have a little clip, right?
A suitable one, I hope.
Yes, because quite a lot of it is quite raunchy. I mean, there's 50 Shades of Grey all over the place at the moment, and so your books were before 50
Shades.
Yes,
they were.
And always a little bit raunchy. So have a listen to this. This is a bit from the book, but it's not raunchy.
Then, in Jim Morrison fashion, he lifted the bottle off the ground, took a full mouthful of champagne, and before I knew what to do, he had leaned in once again to kiss me. Like an explosion, I could feel the sweet nectar entering my mouth, gushing across my taste buds and rushing down the back of my throat. All the while, Michael choreographed his tongue expertly inside my lips. This was true fizz. Champagne kisses forever.
Okay, we got away with
I love that.
Well, that was a fairly tame bit, so I'm quite happy.
Okay.
You won't have too many complaints.
I would hope not. And just to say, because we're at the top, we were saying you're number two and number three in the French audio charts for your audiobooks, which is brilliant. But you could write a new book about what's going to happen to you in the next couple of months.
Yeah.
Where do I start?
You're rebuilding your house almost.
Well, yeah, we're anybody who's had an extension experience will understand there's an awful lot of pain there. It's up there with childbirth.
Yes.
I've never been divorced, but apparently it's kind
it's
of on an equal
level.
Par.
Okay.
And then we haven't even included moving in with the mother-in-law for 5 or 6 months.
There's the
for
story.
5 or 6 months you're going to be with her. And I'm sure she's a lovely woman, but that's a long time.
It is a long. I'm actually back. You know what? It was lovely last night. I slept in my mum with my mum. Sorry, yeah, that sounds weird.
That's a new
home.
Book.
Yeah.
That's a new
that's
book.
Another book.
That's a totally different play. I was back at home and I was just so funny being back in my old house and back in my old bedroom and thinking of the people that I had snuck into that house.
Of course.
And I was kind of like going, this is weird. My two sons are now living downstairs, you know. But I'm there tonight again, and then I actually move into my best friend's house for 10 days to feed her cat.
Yeah.
And then we move back to the mother-in-law.
Okay. This is a movie. This is a book as well. I like the idea of going back into your old bedroom and lying there for a night, and then suddenly all the ex-boyfriends and all the bits and pieces.
But
and
I visit you like the ghosts of Christmas past.
But you know what the mad thing is? I remember lying in that bed and looking at that wall, the walls and the ceiling, and thinking, I just want to get out into the world. I just want to explore. And I so desperately wanted to get out. And this morning I was lying in the bed going, I don't want to leave here. It's just so safe and so warm and so comforting. I just didn't want to leave. But you know what? I'm actually going to Greece.
Right. Good holiday choice.
If you're not giving yourself enough stress in the next couple of weeks, you head to Greece.
So you have to go over with cash. I mean, we won't be able to bring a card.
Well, the banks are closed this week.
The banks are closed.
Yeah, and when they open up again, you're going to take 60 quid out, apparently.
I know. God love those poor people.
I know.
This summer, give me so much inspiration for my next writing plans. It's just going, you know, I don't know where to start.
Yeah.
It's like I could write 10 books.
But it's going to be weird because you're going over the next couple of weeks, right?
Yeah.
So you could be there at the moment that Greece pull out of the euro, and then they have to go back to drachma. Have you any old drachma at home?
Do you think they will print up the old?
Well, they have to. They have to have a currency, so they'll go back to their original currency. They can't create a new one.
Bit of barter.
Do you know
start
what I would
going
do?
Back to swapping goats.
I'd actually bring a bit of Monopoly money with me because they mightn't actually know what's
but
there.
But should we bring sterling as well? But the euro's always going to be useful to them, no?
Well, if they're
this chat has got very serious all of a sudden.
Not to get all David McWilliams on you, but if they're thrown out of the euro, I think the Greeks will not want to even look at the euro. But you know, there is one currency right around the world that is always accepted.
Currency
the dollar,
of love.
No, it's dollar currency of love. That's the book.
The currency of love. The time I was in Greece and had to sell myself to get out of my holiday.
Well, you're working on it at the moment for the audiobook for Champagne, Babe and Secrets, and your new book Currency of Love will be out in a couple of years time or maybe just before
we
Christmas.
Want to mention
just
I think I'm going to have to bang that out before Christmas.
Amanda Brunker, thanks for coming in.
Thank
cheers
you.
thank you